るかこいつはステップ踏まなしソンソン、どうせなるようになってバンジーオーダーハイトントン、ボンボクだからギャルちゃんまで踊らせます、ムンビアは曲とゴーゴーレッツゴー、おのおのおのまとめ、これまとめてレッツゴーチャー、
yeah, welcome, welcome to Tokyo, the new wild. Oh. Sounds pretty good, actually. Okay, well, I'm gonna just be using that every time I come on the air. Welcome to Tokyo. Yes, we just heard from a band that is from, let's see, a city on the west side of the giant metropolis of Tokyo, called Fusa, F-U-S-S-A, Fusa City, not too far from Mount Fuji, a bit further west, and so it's on the fringe of the city, which apparently is a interesting cultural center of Tokyo. But anyways, let's just get, well, first I'll just tell you about that band we just heard. They are called Mumbia y sus Candelosos, and yes, you're correct, that sounds Spanish. And they're doing this amazing new fusion of Japanese music, I think Minyo music specifically, which is this folk style, and cumbia. And actually, that the vocalist like was definitely doing a Jamaican kind of toasting reggae thing as well. So that's not entirely cumbia, but it is like an old sounding thing going on in there. So they're vintage kind of Latin, Afro-Latin, Caribbean mixed with Japanese music. What could be better? The song is Onomatopeia from a new single, just that, and a B-side. It's a 7-inch single, and it's only the third, looks like, they've put out. Just started putting out music in 2020, and that one came out just a few weeks ago, December. So yeah, that's like an offshoot of another band which I love, and then just discovered looking for music from Tokyo, found Mumbia y su Candeloso. So it's an offshoot of the Minyo Crusaders, who are just this amazing Minyo folk band in Tokyo, mixing all these different Latin and Caribbean styles of music. You got your cumbia, you got your boogaloo, you got your salsa, or Afrobeat as well. So yeah, lots of stuff going on in their minds, and that was some cool stuff. Oh, featuring Hydro on raps. So yeah, it's like a loose collective, I suppose. And so Tokyo, there's like 37 million people in the metropolitan area. Oh no, actually it says it's 40 million on Wikipedia. 40 0.7 million people. But it's not really, that's not a new thing. It was at 30 million as of the mid-80s. So it's always, I mean, it's been a giant city for a long time. And it incorporates the whole metropolitan area. But if you count just Tokyo itself, the city without all the surrounding cities, is about 14 million. So, yeah, pretty small then. If you think, it's just amazing to think that one city can have the population of Canada. Trying to do a radio show about all of Canada's music, well, that's possible, but it'd just be just brushing the surface, and that's exactly what we're doing here with Tokyo. So, I mean, we could do literally a show on each of the separate cities or neighborhoods within Tokyo, probably, but pretty hard to find out exactly where a lot of these bands are from within the city. So we're just doing the whole metropolis here. And yeah, that band from Fusa, west side of Tokyo, not a very populated part, but yeah, we're gonna just try to get a wide variety of stuff here. So let's next hear something pretty nice and folky. You can just basically say the Japanese do it all. There's a reggae scene there, hip-hop scene, folk music, like American style, European, like it's just endless, really, going on in Japan. So we're going to hear from a young woman named Ichiko Aoba, and it's a classic guitar and voice, and then some kind of more orchestral arrangements on this album of hers called Windswept Adan. I believe this is her third or fourth, possibly even sixth release. She started releasing her sixth solo album, started in 2010, putting out records, and she'll be touring in the US, in Europe, in March this year. So, Ichiko Aoba with Dawn in the Adan on Wandering Rhythms in Tokyo.
Thank you. Time lived, he may vote to die and off some kind of Thank you.
This is Wandering Rhythms.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a scary, scary time right now. This is Setoko Fujii's Tokyo Trio. Yeah, about as scary as you can get, I think, on piano, drums, and bass. Wow. So the leader of the band, Miss Setoko Fujii, has recorded on over 100 albums, and she doesn't look nearly 100 years old. Say probably not even half that. So she's very prolific, you could say. And this is from one of her most recent albums from her trio, but she plays with a lot of larger ensembles as solo as well. Anyhow, this came out in May 2021. The album's called Moon on the Lake, and we are listening to Wait for the Moon to Rise. Yeah, it has a definitely nighttime vibe to it. So yeah, that's going on right now. We're going to hear next from another Tokyo jazz band. And apparently there's some cool jazz clubs in Tokyo, obviously. I mean, 40 million people strong. There's got to be a few good ones sprinkled throughout the city. That's for sure. And no, first I'll just tell you about what we heard before this. So we heard some hip-hop directly before this. It was Punpi featuring Gami with the Messiah Complex. That's a cool little underground hip-hop that totally changed into a different beat halfway through, which is the kind of thing that I love. A new album called Return of the Sofa Kingdom, and Punpi is a pretty well-known MC in Japan. It's kind of hard to sift through a lot of the gangster rap going on in the scene. But yeah, I found Punpi. I think I might have played him in the past as well. So yeah, based in Tokyo. And by the way, if you missed the earlier part, this is 1 hour of music from Tokyo. And yeah, we heard a wide variety already. Before Punpi and the underground Japanese hip-hop, we heard from one of the most fascinating artists I've run across. His name is Shugo Tokumaru, of course, from Tokyo. And we heard a song called Taxi from his newest album, Toss. And Shugo plays something like 100 different instruments, some folk instruments, well, some that are not so folky, music instruments of all styles. And I don't know if he's playing everything. Actually, he's not playing everything on that album. Drummer of Deerhoof, pretty famous, kind of also angular indie rock band, played on that album. And interestingly, Shugo wanted, with this album, his third solo record, I believe, from 2017, Toss, he wanted to make a pretty straight album, so he enlisted musicians from around the world, including members from his live band, orchestra, and many others, to record bits and pieces of music without knowing how they would be used. And eventually he ended up just mashing it into like just bits and pieces, and that's music's just switching directions all the time. It's very ADHD, but in a cool way, that's for sure. For example, took Greg Saunier of Deerhoof, took his drums, and he played along to click tracks at various tempos, and because it was to a beat and to a metronome, he just used that as source material and manipulated it in many ways throughout the record. So, yeah, he's just he says it's much more time-consuming than his original vision, but the songs on Toss are a testament to his innate understanding of how to craft a piece of music that becomes much greater than the sum of its parts. So we heard Taxi. There we go. Shugo Tokumaru. And I suppose he's overdue for an album. It's been like 6 years now almost, but yeah, his style is unique, so...